We close with our theme song for the week at camp, To Glow in the Dark. We'll start with the chorus. Doesn't matter how deep, how dark the night is, keep hope and keep on shining, and they'll see his light burning in your heart. And if the road gets rough, just keep your head up, that what you're made of, that his love's alive in your deepest part. Like a flame, like a burning star, you can shine white where you are. He made you to glow in the dark. Sometimes the world feels like a mess, full of drama, full of stress. And life puts a fist right in your ribs. You can hide if you choose to, and no one would even blame you. Or you can let them see how you deal with it. That even in the darkest place, his love can make you radiate. It doesn't matter how deep, how dark the night is, keep hoping, keep on shining, and they'll see his light burning in your heart. If the road gets rough, just keep your head up, let the world see what you're made of, that his love's alive in your deepest parts. Like a flame, like a burning star, you can shine right where you are. He made you to glow in the dark. It doesn't matter how deep, how dark the night is, keep hope and keep on shining, and they'll see his light burning in your heart. And if the road gets rough, just keep your head up, show the world what you're made of, that his love's alive in your deepest part. Like a flame, like a burning star, you can shine right where you are. He made you to glow in the dark. Like a flame, like a burning star, you can shine right where you are. He made you to glow in the dark.
We rise for the benediction. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace. Amen. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And in the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please join me as we speak the words of the Agnus Dei. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. Amen. Please be seated.
To the crimson perpetual time, kneel down on the shore, be thirsty no more, go under and be purified. Follow Christ to the holy mountain, sinner sorry and wrecked by the fall. Cleanse your heart and your soul in the fountain that flows from you and for me and for all. Had the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree on that beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white. On that beautiful, scandalous night. On the hillside you will be delivered, at the foot of the cross justified. Your spirit restored by the river that pours from our blessed Savior's side. Had the wonderful, tragic, and mysterious tree on that beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white. On that beautiful, scandalous enough. Have the tragic and mysterious tree on that beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white. On that beautiful, scandalous night, at the wonderful, tragic and mysterious tree on that beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white. On that beautiful, scandalous night. Go on up to the mountain of mercy, to the crimson perpetual tide. Kneel down on the shore, be thirsty no more, go under and be purified. at the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree. On that beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white. On that beautiful, scandalous night, at the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree. On that beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white. On that beautiful, scandalous night, we're atoned by his blood and forever washed white. On that beautiful, scandalous night. Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him my own. Crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, washed it white as snow. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. describe the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree on that beautiful, scandalous night. You and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white on that beautiful, scandalous night. At the wonderful, tragic, and mysterious tree on that beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white on that beautiful, scandalous night. Let
us pray. Dearest Savior, our Lord Jesus, in the beginning all things were made through you, and without you nothing was made that has been made. Bless your holy church on earth by the faithful seed of Father Abraham. Protect your holy church from the assaults and temptations of the adversary Satan. Grant her to live and shine like the stars of the heavens. Order our days and our deeds in your will and peace, and grant us the wisdom to live within our earthly callings and to serve others in love and faithfulness. Have compassion on those who remain in the throes of unbelief. For the glory of your name, free them from their unbelief and draw them to yourself in the fellowship of your holy church. In your mercy, grant healing to all who suffer afflictions of all kinds, who sorrow at the death of loved ones, and who cry out to you for healing and strength. We pray especially for those who have asked it of us, those grieving the death of loved ones, including Meg Gordy and her family, as they mourn the death of both of her parents. Father, we pray that you would bring comfort, reassurance, peace, and hope to this grieving family. We pray for those who are recovering or facing from health concerns, Robert Waldron, Lenore Stevens, Bill Burr, Dale and Ginny Claude Pierre, Betty Owens, Ray and Dorothy Meyer, Kellyn Berndt, Scott Parasol, Bill Ruckel, Barb Erickson, Jasper Sugg, Pat Nels, Laura Anderson, Bob and Ann Minock, Bob Sack, Blake, Paul Cobb, Marilyn Stargard, Myrna Orova, Cheryl Timlin, Rhoda Boss, Carl Cioni, Jennifer Sloan, Susan Hollingsworth, Bev Holzing, Tyler Keller, Georgina Schutz, Patrick Gorman, Gloria Peterson, Bob and Linda Goldthorpe, Helen Hotaki, Christopher Teeley, Grace Whitelaw, Elaine Dickinson, Karen Barker, Jane Tylenda, Hannah, Heather, and Ian. And Lord, we continue to pray for those who are in hospice care, Eileen Ging, Mr. Cagle, Jean Sugg, and Martin Benarek. Grant them peace and faith as they await your call home. We pray for the president and all local and world leaders. Father, grant them wisdom and good judgment in carrying out their responsibilities. We pray for the men and women who serve our nation in various branches of the military. Watch over them and keep them safe. Father, we pray a prayer of thanksgiving on behalf of the Redeemer campers and staff. We thank you, Lord, that you bless them with safe travel, with good health throughout the week, especially, Lord, with spiritual growth and guidance and direction, and for safe travel home. Lord, we give you thanks for all who are celebrating birthdays and wedding anniversaries, and we rejoice with Matt Tyndall and Nicole Belanger, who were joined as husband and wife in marriage this past Friday. Father, bless them. Bless them as they establish a new home and a new family. We give you thanks for the flowers upon the altar given by Janet and Jim Hogan in celebration of their 60th wedding anniversary, and those at the lectern given by Tim and Amy Hawkins in celebration of their 8th wedding anniversary. And Lord, we give you thanks for those who sponsor the Family of God Soup Kitchen, the Orava, Beyer, and Stargard families. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We rise to sing the offertory.
Please rise. We sing the doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, last Sunday was one of my favorite Sundays in the church here. And I know some of you that were here were sitting in your pew right now thinking, yeah, it was mine too because you weren't here. Well, and it's my favorite because I wasn't with you people. Though I got to be at camp. I love going to camp. Redeemer is so blessed with a wonderful camp and fantastic staff, counselors, counselors in training, and we love Peter. How long have you been with us now?
Number 18.
18 years. That's amazing. Thank him. Coming back every year, and it was a fan. You know, I love the church service. I get there on Saturday. Usually give communion to the counselors. We have a little service, but I had a wedding, so I got there late. But I got there Saturday night. Heard all the kids singing on the hilltop. You could hear the music throughout the whole campground, and it's a big campground. And then the next morning, I get church at 8 o'clock, and I love the service. Tim Springer from our congregation is in charge of camp, and he gives me 8 minutes. That's all I get, 8 minutes. And I know you're probably sitting there like, why can't we get an 8-minute service? And we had a baptism. It's the third baptism we've had there. Got to break out the baptismal shell, our traveling baptismal shell. Isn't that beautiful? You know, if I had bought this from a church company, it would cost a fortune. I found it at Macy's. It only cost half a fortune. But it was the Leishner child. London, John and Dana, this is the third child they've had baptized at camp. And there's a reason for that. For Dana, camp has such special meaning and significance in her life. You know, we always tell the confirmands that, you know, in confirmation, we just do like an information dump in their head. We give a lot of knowledge. And in youth group, we hope that knowledge gets to your heart, that you develop a great relationship with Jesus. Well, Dana told me last Sunday that really it started in the heart. She didn't have the head knowledge. And somebody from our congregation invited her to camp. And that made all the difference in the world, what that camp meant to her, what it did for her. I remember when she was baptized. She was 16 years of age. She's now a young, you know, mother, but she was 16 years old. I remember Pastor Wugazer baptizing her. I was assisting. It was a wonderful day. Now, three children. Baptize that camp because that camp means so much. You know, Pastor Mark Bushkovich, son of our congregation, he's out in Knoxville, Tennessee. He started a camp because of our camp. Last year was the first year. This year, my daughter helped with the camp because she was doing an internship as a youth director there. And you know what? They've offered her a full-time position, a call. So if it works out, if we can get a few more Redeemer people to infiltrate that staff. We'll call it Redeemer South. This year at camp, 163 campers. Largest group ever. No bed bugs, nor lice either this year. Great. Great camp staff. So proud of our young people here at Redeemer and their responsibility watching over our little ones. They did a great job. And the theme this year was glow, to glow. Obviously based on our gospel lesson, Jesus, you know, reminds us that we're to be a light to the world. And really what we're doing is glowing. What we do is reflect the light of Christ. Our Old Testament lesson for today, we hear about the fourth day of creation. And let me just read it to you again. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. Now, critics of the Bible say, oh, now, isn't that foolish? Well, of course, the sun is light, but the moon isn't light. The moon only reflects light. The moon has no quality of light. It's true. Doesn't mean the Bible's wrong. If you look at the Hebrew there talks about how the moon is illuminated. It's reflecting. Certainly Moses knew, and God knew what to tell Moses because God made it that way. The sun sends out these waves of energy, and it lights up. It's something we can see. And when you look at the moon and when it's bright, it's a reflection of the sun. That's all it is. It's a reflection. Sometimes you see a half moon or a full moon. You know the full moon is there, but only part of it's lit up. And when it's a full moon, it can be so bright you could actually read a book outside. It's amazing. And it's all because it's reflecting what it gets from the sun. And we're told only about 3 to 12% of what it gets from the sun is reflected. And that's a lot of light. Jesus is the light, not we. In John 1, when it's talking about the Messiah coming into this world, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Jesus is the light. And like the moon reflects the sun, so we, the children of God, reflect the light of the sun. Now think about that. The Bible says that those who are in darkness are ignorant. It says they are darkened in their understanding in Ephesians chapter 4. Darkened in their understanding. I love the text from Psalm 119, 130. The unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. The unfolding of your words give light. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. It is God's word that brings light. You know, where there's light, there's no darkness. And it's God's word that shows us what is pleasing to God and what is not. You know, that word is always under attack. It's always under attack by the forces of darkness. And we have to admit, there's a lot of pressure in our day and age, in our culture, to fit in with society. And it seems almost as if darkness has more power than light. It almost seems as if darkness is going to overcome the light itself. I don't know if you're aware, but Pope Francis just the other day, I think it's a great illustration of how hard it is to live within this culture, because we want to fit in. We want to be loved. We want everybody's approval. We want to be thought of as somebody who understands reality. We want to be one of those people who, you know, are enlightened. Pope Francis talked about the crisis identity within the genders. And he says, haven't you heard? God made them male and female. Male and female, he made them in his own likeness. And he came under great attack. Just for quoting some verses of scripture from the beginning of the Bible. That's the society and culture we live in. And it's hard to be light when you're surrounded by darkness. But to know that light always overcomes darkness. You know, we're more concerned about pleasing humankind than God. God who sent his only son into the world because of your sin. God that said sin must be punished and instead of damning you, put his boy on the cross. Nailed him to the tree, had him suffer hell, that through his death and resurrection, you would have forgiveness and you'd have the gift of eternity. And yet we're more concerned about pleasing humankind than God so often in our life. We all fall into the trap. And it seems like darkness has the power. But it's in the light that the truth is revealed. Jesus said a city on a hill can't be hidden. He's talking about collective light. Lights coming together. Reflections, glowing people coming together. Isn't that what we do at Redeemer? Isn't this like a city on a hill? Wasn't camp like a city on a hill? You brought all these reflectors, all these individuals who glow in the light of the sun. And there's something about being together. That was the power for Dana and for so many of our young people. The collective light and what it does and how it encourages and how it builds us up and how it strengthens us and how important it is to continue to be a part of a congregation. This collective light at Redeemer, when we can come together and support, when we can come together and embrace, when we can come together and encourage, when we can come together and assure each other that there is forgiveness in Christ and eternity is ours. Sometimes it's in our darkest hour that we shine our brightest. And many times it's right in this place where the collective reflectors glow together. What does God see? You know, imagine we look at the moon. Some days it's a crescent moon. I remember the first night I was at camp, it was a crescent moon. Some days it's a half moon, some days it's a full moon. But when it's not a full moon, if it's a half or crescent, you still know the full moon is there. It's just not all being illuminated. What does God see when he looks down? This collection of lights at Redeemer. Is it fully illuminated? Is it a half moon? Is it not even that? Give some thought this week, because you know we're all a part of this. We all make our journey together. What does Redeemer do well? What are we accomplishing? What are we achieving? What is really our mission? You know, we get so caught up in the ways of the world, we forget it's all about bringing glory to God in Jesus Christ. It's all about bringing people out of darkness into his wonderful light, even if it means persecution. And when we face hatred, we will show love. And when we face lies, we will tell the truth in all love and confidence, knowing that God is with us. Are we concerned about our neighbors and relatives and friends and the people around the block and around the world who are in darkness, who don't know the light of Christ? Or are we just concerned about ourselves? Do we think as a congregation, all the people that God would have here, this collection of light, where together we can accomplish so much? And think about this week. As you go about your day, you go about your busy days with work or social gatherings or whatever you're doing, ask yourself, when God is looking down at you at that moment, are you a crescent moon? Are you a half? Are you a full? Are you shining brightly? Or can you barely be seen? Ask yourself, what would God have you do? He's created you for his glory. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Glow. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. So bless the Lord, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great, your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship his holy name. Like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise. 10,000 years and then forevermore. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship His holy name. Sing like never. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. Yes, I'll worship Your holy name.
The Old Testament reading this morning is recorded in Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth and to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. Here ends the Old Testament reading. The epistle reading is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 2. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us. Here ends the epistle reading. We invite you now to rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel this morning is recorded in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. We respond, "Glory be to Thee, O Lord. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Here ends the gospel reading. We respond, "Praise be to Thee, O Christ." Please be seated.
Hopefully, don't leave me alone. And anybody else out there for the children's message? Very good. Okay, a couple more coming. Just a couple more. Hey, look, Pastor has an idea.
Isn't this cool?
This is a cool hanging light. It's a light bulb, isn't it? Actually, it has a light bulb in it. But, you know, if I was in college, I'd be hanging in my room. I always had interesting lights hanging in my room. I can't tell you about it, though, but this one would have been cool. Yeah. You know, you need light when it's dark. Yeah, how many times I pull out my phone or walk through the building at night, making sure everything's locked up, and you go through a room and it's so dark, and you gotta have that light so you can see where you're going. And where there is light, there's no darkness. Light chases darkness away. In Psalm 119, we're told, God's word is a lamp, like a light to our feet. It shows us how to walk. Now, there's a lot of darkness out there. And a lot of people confused about things. And it's God's word that shows us the way. Shows us how he wants us to live. And he shows us what he doesn't want us to do because we're his children. And that was a great thing about camp this week, all coming together and talking about the light of Christ. And you know, keeping with that theme, because I see some of you with camp shirts. But I got some of these shirts left over from, remember, church picnic this past year? Everybody got a shirt and it said Shine. And it's got Lutheran Church of the Redeemer on the back. There are some in the town square, especially young people sizes. So make sure you take one. Love to have you get one. And I want to give you this also. I have a sticker, and it's actually a tattoo. And it's really, this was a symbol, early symbol in the church of believers in Jesus. It was a fish. They would take every letter in the word fish in Greek, and every letter stood for a word, and was Jesus Christ, God, Savior. And so you're going to get a fish tattoo, and you can wear it and be a reminder that, you know what? God's word is a lamp to our feet. I want to thank you for coming up, and you can go back to your seats once you get your fish tattoo.
Camp Medley, I think the kids come forward at this time. Rest of you can be seated in place.
If you're part of camp, come on down. We had a wonderful, wonderful week at camp. And we're going to take you there, all right? We'll sing a couple of the songs that we did, a little medley here of the music we worshiped every morning and evening, sometimes under the stars, out by a campfire. It was wonderful. So, all right, you ready, kiddos? All right, here we go. Day by day, I'm growing stronger. Day by day, my victory's won.
1, 2, 3, 4.
As I yield my life to Jesus, oh, oh. Day by day I overcome. Well, there are days when life just seems too hard to face, but I know you're always near. As I trust in you, my trials turn to joy, and I never need to fear. Because day by day I'm growing stronger. Day by day, my victory's won.
1, 2, 3, 4.
As I yield my life to Jesus, oh, day by day I overcome. Every move I make in you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Everybody said, waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it? How can it be? Yeah. Singing la 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 waves of mercy, waves of grace everywhere. I look, I see your faith. Your love has captured me. Oh, oh my God, this love, how can it be? How can it be? Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Will you just call on me when you need a hand? We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have problems, but if you understand, we all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Four, ready? Four, five. It won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Woo, way to go.
Thank you very much. And now it's a children's message, so some of you should be staying up here.
We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Do you confess you are a sinner? Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins? Then be it unto you according to your faith. I, as a called and ordained servant of Christ, announce to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, good morning. Let's worship the Lord together and sing about His amazing grace and the love that He's poured out on us. Who brings the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you laid down your life, that I would be set free. Whoa, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Yeah, who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, down your life, that I would be set free. Whoa, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You'd lay down your life. That I would be set free. Whoa, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Whoa, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Good morning. I'm glad you found your way to church. I knew it wasn't easy, so thank you for being here. And keeping with the theme of road construction and detours, next time I preach on the 21st, we're going to talk about how Jesus was detoured one day from his mission and what he was trying to accomplish. Don't forget to sign the guest card, as always. Also, don't forget coffee hour immediately following in the town square. Great time for fellowship. We welcome Peter Newman today and all our campers as we celebrate the camp this past week. And the theme of camp was GLOW, and so we appreciate all that people gave to make that happen. Don't forget, youth group meets every Wednesday, Food for Thought. They have a Bible study, and our middle schoolers meet Tuesday, 5:30 to 7:30. Prime Timers, a day at the cottage, is coming up on the 11th. You do need to sign up, and you need to sign up by the 8th, so check that out. August 17th is men's barbecue and golf. You don't have to golf, you can just go to the barbecue, or you can golf and not go to the barbecue, either one, but check that out. We'd love to have you, always a great event. And our church picnic is scheduled for September 11th. Construction should be done by then, and we're gonna have a great picnic, and after the 10:30 service, a great meal and a lot of things for our children to do. And if you're interested in our Germany trip for 2017, after the 10:30 service today, we have an informational meeting. And if you can't make it to that today, we have another one Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We rise for opening song.